Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me this morning from Kiddos is co-CEO Jason Williams, along with Eldad Tora. It's good to see you both. Jason, I'm going to kick it off with you today. The group has announced its strategy extension to include other family segments besides children. Who will you now be focusing on and why?
Thanks, Christine. Great to be here. Yeah, so Kiddos has had a huge success in the kids and children space, bringing exciting advertisers such as Disney and Lego and many others to reach those millions of kids on the Kiddos system. And what we found now, as we're advancing the technology and reaching hundreds of millions of people now, is that our advertising partners are really looking to extend beyond just kids. They're looking to reach teens and parents in the family environment. And we're already doing that today, but we're now officially launching that program with all of our different agency partners and looking to really expand the market from what is currently about a $2 billion market in the kids only to estimated over $400 billion in the wider mobile space. And so we're going to be tackling that over the next months and years.
Thanks, Jason. So turning to you now, Eldad, how is Kiddos positioned to do this? What's your strategy looking like?
Sure. So luckily, the approach that we took when we initially created Kiddos was the contextual approach, where we rely less on data, on personal data, and more on the placement where kids are, where people are, which apps are they using. So our approach is actually adopted by the whole market now, as Apple and other companies are forcing the platforms to use less data. So the market is coming to us, meaning that we can apply the method that we're using today for the kids segment for the adult space. But we'll be expanding to our natural markets, the markets that our advertisers are actually asking us to expand to, which are the parents' products and the teens' products, like older kids and parents. Parents are mostly interested, in toys and home appliances and things for the house and travel as a family. And for us, it's a natural expansion due to our contextual ability to understand who is the user. And we are surveying our users to make sure that everything is data-driven on our system, so we know exactly who is using the app, so our advertisers will get the best results for their campaigns.
Your core offering is with kids. So how do you know for sure this will work with these other segments?
Right. And as I mentioned, what we're now starting to lay out is a deep analysis of the usage of each app, where we survey the users of each app and we create clusters, exact clusters of audiences. So when an advertiser is asking us, I want to reach teens at the age of 13 to 17, we'll be able to say, this audience is using this apps, like they are using role playing and simulation, and which types of apps exactly do they use, if they're looking for boys or girls, if they're looking for moms or dads. We'll be able to give them their precise audience through contextual targeting.
And Jason, maybe I'll leave it with you. What's the timeline to launch this? Are you already doing this work?
Great question. Yeah, the exciting thing is that we're already doing this work right now with some great partners. It represents a nice chunk of our revenue, and we're going to be seeing that growing. We're already actually in Q4, well, expecting it in Q4 as that comes online. And 2022, we're really expecting to see some big things as our revenue continues to scale, as it has been already, but we're looking to increase that pace.
I look forward to following your work here. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christine.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.